before you go today, we have something for you.
Please, not a poem.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
Under Jason Garrett, the Cowboys are now 3-1. But is that enough for Jerry to get a contract done? If this season were just starting, we'd be having such fun. But we're saddled with those first 8 weeks when we won only one. Week after week, we complained about our running attack in one loud voice. But Sunday, our ground game gave us reason to rejoice. If Barber's a Sherman tank, then Tashard's a Rolls Royce. And suddenly at Valley Ranch, everyone's pro-choice.
He's about to earn himself a spot where he doesn't have to make up for his special team shortcomings.
Gary, could you run that explanation past me once more, please? Four times our defense wound up picking off Peyton. Now this is the aggressiveness for which we've all been waiting. Those early season pussycat efforts were so deflating. But the return of the Cowboys' pride sure worth celebrating. A pitcher named Cliff might to the Yankees flee, but we'll still have a good player to cheer for named Lee.
One, two, three, hey! Look at Mr. Lee.
Twice Sean picked up passes from Peyton of Indy and took one to the house for a rare defensive TD. As Jerry worries if all his seats will be filled with butts, those first 8 weeks of the season still drive us a little nuts. And while our Congress sits arguing about the Bush-era tax cuts, at least people have stopped saying these Cowboys are overpaid mutts.
No one said that.
Yay! I love the pro-choice line.
Yeah, that was the line of the poem.